for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly sunny skies with a high of 72. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Fairfield Baseball Association has canceled its 2020 Little League season due to COVID-19. The decision was based on the governor's five-phase reopening plan, where gatherings of 10 or more people would not be allowed until Phase 4, which could only arrive in late June or early July. All registration fees will be refunded in the original form of payment. Refunds may be picked up June 1st through the 5th at Rush Appliance from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. People should be prepared to show identification to pick up their refund, and any checks not picked up by 4:30 on the 5th will be shredded. Fairfield Girls Softball Incorporated has also canceled its summer league and travel seasons. It does say it's leaving the door open to future options as the state opens up, but the decision was made after consultation with multiple local officials and surrounding leagues. Fees will be returned at Southwest Park on May 26th, 27th, and 28th from 4 to 6 p.m. People may also contact the organization through Facebook to make a special arrangement, and they should be prepared to show identification for returns. All fees or checks not picked up or arranged to be picked up by June 5th will be considered a donation to FGSI, and they will be used for park updates or monthly bills. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. We are soon going to be in the middle of some good old, hot, humid summer days in southern Illinois. It will be time to break out the short pants and turn on the air conditioner. Let us help you here at Gill Sales with your window air conditioning needs. We have ACs in stock from 5,000 to 25,000 BTUs. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly. With low power startup, they will conserve energy and save you money. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service for your summer window air conditioner needs.
It's the quite simple, we beat everyone's price giant super sale you've been waiting for at J. Wildeman Ford Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Carmel. Up to $10,001 off new Journey, $10,001 off new 300, and $13,001 off new F-150s. We are saving you every dollar we can. Over 300 pre-owned vehicles available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildemanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
In other news, FNB has announced a targeted lobby reopening date of June 1st for all locations in Fairfield, Wayne City, and Grayville. Measures will be put in place upon reopening to promote the safety of employees and customers. President and CEO Rich Montgomery says frequently touched surfaces will be sanitized regularly, and the number of people in lobbies will be limited to promote proper social distancing. All customers will also be asked to wear face coverings when able, especially in high traffic areas. Customers are encouraged to continue to utilize drive-thrus and mobile or online banking options when possible. Drive-thru hours remain unchanged at all locations. Anyone seeking more information should contact their local FNB branch. The Illinois Eastern Community College Board of Trustees met Tuesday night in a teleconference. Dr. Ryan Gower was welcomed as Chancellor of the IECC after serving as Lincoln Trail College President for the last 4 years. He began his new duties on May 11th. The board approved a change in status for the employment of Debbie Bryant at Frontier Community College. She had served as Administrative Assistant, but she was changed to a Distance Learning Specialist for the FCC Title III grant yesterday. The board accepted the resignation of Julie Bryant as FCC's Coordinator of Public Information and Marketing, effective May 28th, and it also accepted the resignation of Holly Martin as Chief Academic Officer at the IECC office, effective July 29th. Trustees approved two memoranda of understanding with the Faculty Collective Bargaining Union concerning training for the FCC Title III grant and actions taken in response to COVID-19. The next regular meeting for trustees will be at 7 p.m. on June 16th at FCC. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who recently broke into a vending machine in Jeff, damaging the machine and stealing money from it. Anyone with information on the incident should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The governor's office has withdrawn rules that could have imposed a misdemeanor to Illinois businesses that open in defiance of the stay-at-home order. During yesterday's meeting of the Joint Committee of Administrative Rules, Representative Tom Demers said the committee is done with the issue for now.
Just a reminder to everyone that emergency rules that are in effect are always available to action in the J-Card. We are not going to take any action on this today, as it's already been mentioned that the rule is being repealed.
In other state news, Governor J.B. Pritzker eased some restrictions for Phase 3 of his reopening plan, which should begin next Friday, May 29th. Changes include letting bars and restaurants open for outdoor seating.
With the right restrictions, tables 6 feet apart and away from the sidewalks, masks and distancing measures for staff, and other precautions, the experts believe that these services can open at a risk comparable to other outdoor activities and give our hospitality industry a much-needed boost. On that note, I want to encourage municipalities and mayors who are interested in helping restaurants expand their outdoor seating options to do whatever is in their power and best fits their communities to help these restaurants.
Phase 3 also allows golfers to play in groups of four and allows groups of up to 10 to go boating or camping together. All state parks and concessions will reopen to the public on May 29th as well, and hair salons, barbershops, and retail stores may also reopen. As lawmakers worked at the Capitol, they were without Representative Darren Bailey, who was removed from the Bank of Springfield Center after refusing to wear a face mask. In a bipartisan vote, the Illinois House adopted a requirement for members and visitors to the session to wear a face covering. Bailey refused to comply, in part, he says, because his recommendations for rules dealing with transparency and accountability were ignored.
As a new representative in January of 2019 and willing to work with everyone here, I asked for simple changes to the House rules for the benefit of all of our citizens. Number one, I asked that any bill receiving five sponsors on either side, on both sides of the aisle, would be granted a vote. Number two, I asked that any bill considered for law be granted 24 hours public viewing instead of the current 1 hour allowed. These requests were about transparency and accountability, and they, of course, were ignored. I stand here before you today, as I did in 2019, on behalf of the people of Illinois who feel captive, burdened, and unheard, and I share their message. Friends, enough is enough. You want to send me or anyone else at these doors today, I understand. Go right ahead. That if you do that, you're silencing millions of voices of people who have had enough.
Bailey says he will wear a mask in today's session. He also says he is unsure if his case against the governor will be heard in Clay County Circuit Court tomorrow. The governor's counsel has attempted to move the case into federal court. Farmers are in the middle of planting season, and the latest statewide crop report said 83% of the state's corn and 59% of soybeans have been planted. Locally, Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says late April provided solid opportunities for work, but mid-May has put a damper on some efforts in Wayne County.
Here in Wayne and in White counties, we've had a good run in late April where farmers were able to get quite a bit done, and then we turned off and received a few rainy days here and there. Last week, farmers were able to plant a couple days. Get in, especially down in the sandier soils in eastern and southern White County. They were able to get a few extra days in compared to the farmers in Wayne County.
Anderson also spoke on the effects of the cool temperatures the area has seen over the last few weeks.
You know, the soil temperatures need to be ideal, obviously, for planting, and farmers who plant their seeds into colder soils and colder temperatures run the risk of the seeds not germinating very quickly and eventually rotting in the soil. So the warmer temperatures will help get those seeds germinated faster and up out of the soil and start growing at a quicker pace. I have not heard of any farmers having difficulties with emergence issues. Most of the problems that we've seen so far have to do with flooding, either headwater or the rivers getting out. you know, that's typical for this time of year.
Temperatures are expected to reach the 80s this weekend, but showers are possible. Memorial Day services at Maple Hill Cemetery in Fairfield are still on as scheduled, according to Jim Bean, past commander of VFW Post 4535. Services will be held at 11 o'clock Monday morning in the cemetery's veterans section, and any social distancing limitations will be determined by attendees, according to Bean. He said some may not want to hold the ceremony, but they're not doing it for the people, but for those buried in Maple Hill. Elizabeth Gonzalez will sing the national anthem, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Terry Prizer will be the guest speaker. Prizer served for over 20 years in the Nurse Corps in the Air Force. She currently serves as the past president of the Fairfield Kiwanis Club and secretary for the Wayne County Historical Society. Lamar Choate, vice president of the Wayne City Cemetery Board, says there will not be services in Wayne City this year due to the pandemic. The VFW Post 8222 and American Legion Post 590 will work on their Avenue of Flags display on Saturday morning in Edwards County, weather permitting. The posts will then visit cemeteries Monday morning, and they will close their services with a 21-gun salute at 10 a.m. at the Memorial Arch on the Albion Square. No formal service with a guest speaker will be held. The West Salem American Legion McCormick Post 658 will conduct their annual services on Sunday. The post will visit 9 local cemeteries and conduct a service at the Veterans Memorial on the West Salem Square at 8 a.m. A schedule for the cemetery visits can be found on our headlines page. The Fairfield Community High School Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the school's third-floor multipurpose room. After a report from Superintendent Jill Fulkerson, the board is set to discuss and possibly accept bids for its project at the Breezeway Doors. In new business, it's scheduled to hear an amendment proposal for the 2019-2020 budget, motion to move the June meeting to the fourth Thursday for budget viewing purposes, and hear the first reading of several board policies. It's also expected to accept the retirements of instruction aide Pat Gottfried, effective immediately, and Lori Robson, effective at the end of the 2022-2023 year. It's also scheduled to approve maternity leave for Elizabeth Zerlini for the fall semester. Board members are then scheduled to enter executive session to discuss personnel considerations. Upon their return to open session, action is possible on the employment of a social science teacher and a CEO teacher and career specialist. The North Breezeway door will be open for public entrance, and anyone attending should park in front of the school. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 2,388 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 147 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 100,418 cases and 4,525 deaths. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says 3,900 people are hospitalized with the virus statewide and 554 patients are on ventilators, but the numbers are falling.
This is the lowest number since we were capturing these numbers that we have had for COVID patients in the hospital.
Marion County announced its 51st total case yesterday, and coronavirus.illinois.gov showed Williamson County with 55 total cases. The website showed no other cases reported in southeastern Illinois. Wayne County remained at 9 total positive tests, and Edwards County remained at 2. Illinois State Police say they won't be arresting people for violating the state's stay-at-home order. Kim Howard has the story.
The situation has been tough for law enforcement, trying to balance public safety with people's rights. But State Police Director Brendan Kelly says they won't be putting anyone in jail for breaking the rules.
It has been the governor's intent and the governor's direction from day one that no one be arrested, no one be taken to jail, no one be put in that situation for violating the conditions of the executive order or any emergency rule. And that is the case today.
A business violating the order can be shut down or lose their license. But Governor J.B. Pritzker is seeking legislation that would let police impose a misdemeanor fine instead. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Jennifer Tyree with the Illinois Pork Producers Association says the industry is seeing some improvements in processing capacity at meatpacking plants.
So we are seeing improvement every day at the packing plants, specifically in Illinois and across the country. However, I don't anticipate that we will see 100% capacity for the upcoming months. Now that our packers are now implementing new regulations within their plant to slow the lines down and be very conscious of the safety and welfare of their employees, it is also slowing down kill capacity daily. So that is just something that we need to plan accordingly with. We are seeing more animals get to the packing plant. We're seeing them get to market, but we are still looking at an overabundance of animals that we're not able to get in because that capacity is below 100%.
For producers that need to consider depopulation, Tyree says the IPPA is seeking state and federal funding sources to help offset costs. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 69. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 24,523, down 52. The NASDAQ is at 9,319, down 56. July crude oil is at $33.53. That is up 3 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 75-year-old Enfield resident Iva Mae Dinwiddie died on Tuesday. Iva Mae Dinwiddie is survived by her husband, Henry, children James Dinwiddie and Kathy Dinwiddie, sister Linda Sandusky, and three grandchildren. Private services for Iva Mae Dinwiddie will be held at Enfield Cemetery. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Enfield is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Partly sunny skies. Today's high will be around 72. It'll be partly cloudy skies tonight and a low of 55. Partly sunny skies tomorrow, a high of 78. Outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Scattered showers on Saturday with a high of 82 and low of 65. Scattered showers on Sunday. Sunday's high 88 with a low of 68. And then scattered showers on Monday. Monday will have a high of 85 with a low of 70.